on the line right now. Travis, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing up there?
Oh, we're doing okay. Muddling through, waiting for the baseball. At least I am. We got a lot of Olympic talk, and the Leafs are doing a lot of stuff, and the Raptors are pretty hot. But I got Blue Jays on the brain, so that's why we had to give you a call.
I hear you.
Now, what have you been doing this offseason, Travis? Eating Doritos and watching The Price is Right like the rest of us?
Yeah, not quite. I spent some time with the family when I got home and took a family vacation out of Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. And other than that, I've really just spent a lot of time back home. We started building up a gym, training a bunch of us major league and minor league local athletes, and really just kind of poured myself into that, as well as doing some hitting camps with some young kids and really just trying to get back to the community here back home.
Travis, who have you been working out with?
Matt Tuiasosopo from the Seattle Mariners, Brent Lillibridge from the Chicago White Sox. We went to the same high school. Steven Souza, the minor leaguer with the Washington Nationals, and then James Robbins, also a minor leaguer with the Detroit Tigers.
Now, with your role evolving with the Jays, Travis, is your approach to spring training this season different from the others you've had so far?
No, I mean, I think it's the same as last year, and, you know, it's been well stated that it's – I have an opportunity to go out there and compete for a job, and I'm very excited to have that opportunity and just look to build off of, you know, last year and the experiences and learn from the ups and the downs and just trying to get better every year.
Travis, have you spoken to Cito at all? Like, where are you playing? Where are you in the lineup?
No, we have not talked to him this offseason regarding anything like that. And, you know, it's just a matter of coming in prepared to try and earn a spot in either left or right field and hopefully go out there and do a little better job defensively and continue to get better offensively as well.
Is outfield the only position you play, basically? Have you played any first at all? Or?
Funny you should ask. I was a catcher growing up.
Really?
From 9 to 14, and then I started getting mixed in the outfield as well as some first base after I had elbow surgery. So I have some experience over there, but primarily been a right fielder. And then once I got to pro ball last year in 2008, they started working me in a left field, and now it's kind of been a back and forth thing where I'm learning how hard you really have to work to be successful in the outfield.
How do you like the DHing? Because it looks kind of boring.
It was a different experience for me when I had the elbow injury at the beginning of the 2008 season. I spent a lot of time DHing, and you know, you look at a guy like Lindy, who's very successful doing that and enjoys doing that, and somebody like myself, I'm a little bit more energetic, I guess, during the game. I need to get out there and play the defense on days to really keep my mind both sides of the game. But, again, it's one of those things, if you're in the lineup as a DH, sometimes you need those days to kind of rest physically.
Well, I mean, what do you do? Because sometimes, you know, between at-bats, you got like an hour. So, I mean, what do you do to kind of keep yourself awake, to keep yourself, you know, stretched out, warm? What do you do?
Well, I mean, we have full access to the clubhouse, weight room. We got all kinds of bikes to go in there and ride and make sure that we're staying loose and stretched out. And, you know, really trying to spend, you know, some good time on the bench paying attention to the game and watching what's going on and learning what you can, especially myself as a younger guy trying to learn the game around you and pay attention to how guys go about their business, as well as, you know, opposing hitters and pitchers, the way that they're pitching guys, and really just try and take in all the little things that go into making this game of baseball so exciting.
Travis Snyder's with us. He's of the Toronto Blue Jays at Sports Central on the Fan 590. It's 8:31. Dwayne Murphy's your hitting coach there, Travis. And what are you going to be working on in spring training with him?
Me and Murph is worked very closely for the last 3 years in the minor leagues, and then when he got called up last year, we had, you know, some conversations throughout the year. But going into our mini camp we had in beginning of January, we spent some good time in the cages, just really concentrating on allowing my hands to work. And you know, as a bigger and stronger guy, you really try and get your whole body into your swing and really to be a successful hitter, especially at this level, facing guys throwing, you know, as hard as they do, the harder you try and swing, the less successful and the less of a chance you have of making contact. And that's really what, you know, I learned last year, is trying to hit 95 miles an hour fastballs by swinging with my whole body instead of just allowing my hands to work and really trusting what I work on in the cage out there in the game.
How'd your time in Vegas help you last year? You spent the middle of the last season down in Vegas. How did it help you?
Well, I think, first of all, mentally, I needed, you know, an experience like that to kind of put things in perspective for me. And as I've said before, I don't know if I dealt with it the most professional way going down there, I had a bad attitude, as a lot of guys, you know, at my age, experiencing the failure that I was experiencing, and instead of, you know, taking it like a man and really just getting back on the grind, it took me a couple of days to really get my mind and my thoughts in place, and, you know, I was able to go down there and start off, and then, you know, with the injury, I was in Florida for a month and kind of put a gap in the season, but I think overall the experience was, you know, much needed for me as a person as well as a player to realize, you know, how hard this game really is and how hard you have to work at it, and continuing to try and to learn new ways to get better every day.
Don't beat yourself up, Travis. We all learn. It's a growing process, isn't it?
It's hard growing up.
Now, you don't have Roy Halladay in the locker room anymore. Who can step up as a leader of this club?
Well, I think Vernon's always been kind of a silent leader, and now as we have a younger core group and speaking with him a little bit down at that mini camp and kind of gathering his thoughts and where his head's at, you know, between him and Aaron, they're going to do a great job of really leading us young guys as position players. And, you know, I think you watch the bullpen and the way they've worked since BJ was there, and now that Scott and some of the other veteran guys down there really keep a well-run bullpen. And with our pitching staff, I think, you know, a guy like Ricky Romero, who's, you know, really worked hard the last 3 years to get to where he's at, you know, he's going to, him between him and Sean Markham and Jesse Litch, Dustin, and those guys that are going to be around in spring training and seeing how things play out, you know, I think that we got some good young guys that are ready to take on some leadership roles and help the club win in any way that we can.
Travis, the Jays mostly in recent years have brought back some old Jays. Have any of them on their visits here, like, given you any advice? Have you talked to any of them?
You know, I've spoken with a few. They kind of come in and out different weekends. You get a chance to have a few words. But I missed the big reunion that weekend. I was back down in either AAA or in Florida rehabbing. And, you know, I haven't had a chance to talk to too many of them. But, you know, of all the guys that I've spoken with have been very supportive and very excited about the young core group of guys that we're building. And it's just a matter of putting the pieces together in the right way and getting everybody to buy into what we're doing. And, you know, hopefully we can be successful in the years to come.
Played your first major league game starting in left field at Yankee Stadium. Living my dream, Travis, living my dream. Take us back to that day. What was it like?
It was a very exciting and overwhelming day from the sense of getting my dad, my sister, and three of my best friends, into New York that morning. And
did you have to pay for the tickets?
He was there to experience it with me. That it's been so close to me in my life, and I think it was definitely the most special day of my career up until this point, being able to share that with the friends and family that were in attendance, and, you know, the support that I got from every guy on that team my first day up there, just a lot of great advice and a lot of good support. You know, even after the loss that we had that day, you know, I had a lot of guys come up to me and pat me on the back, and, you know, that's a good feeling as a young guy when you get that experience, especially in a place like Yankee Stadium.
Do you have to pay for tickets? They give you freebies there?
As players, we only pay taxes on the tickets that we leave for family and friends.
Oh, man. Nothing's free these days. You've always been highly touted there, Travis. You're nicknamed the franchise in New Hampshire. How do you deal with high expectations?
You know, that's obviously not a self-proclaimed nickname. And, you know, as I've been as a young man in this game, you realize that there's always going to be expectations and there's always going to be people that doubt you. And I think that for me, what I've learned is really keeping in perspective what I can control. And that's how hard I work. And that's the way that I prepare myself physically and mentally. And I think this year, for the first time, I kind of got away from believing in what I'm doing and really staying on top of, you know, the mental side as well as the physical side. And I think it's been a great learning experience for me, as well as having some humbling experiences to keep things really level-headed and just try and continue to get better every day is really the mindset that's carried me this far and hopefully will carry me for years to come.
Travis Snyder's with us of the Blue Jays on the Fan 590. And Travis, we've got a couple minutes here. You've been in Toronto a little while now. How do you like the city, and what do you do to kill time here?
It's a beautiful city. You know, the big city atmosphere, it's very clean, very safe, and that's something I really appreciate. You know, I come from the suburbs, so I never really spent a lot of time as a kid down in the city, and, you know, wasn't too far away from the ballpark, spent a lot of time at the ballpark and getting there early and leaving late. getting that extra work in. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of great restaurants and places to go at night and a lot of friendly people there. So it was really easy for us to get around, as well as to, you know, enjoy some time playing Mario Kart with the boys on Nintendo Wii. We spent a lot of hours doing that. So, you know, you try and balance it all, especially with, you know, getting done with everything late and being able to see the city and whatnot. So
you finish a game at the Rogers Center, okay, Travis? You're driving home. Do you listen to Wilner's postgame on the way home? Do you pay attention to the media? Do you listen to the callers?
You know, I have not. I've not listened to the radio, I think, one time in Toronto. And that's not just to say in Toronto. I think I've been home for 4 months now, and I don't think I've listened to the radio once, unless I have an iPod player in my car, so I constantly have my music playing on there. And, you know, if I don't have my iPod, there's usually a CD that I keep in there. And you try and limit as much as you can, you know, what you're reading and whatnot, because there's always going to be opinions, and whether they're right or wrong and you agree with them or not, they're going to be there. And you know, the media has a job to report, you know, what they are reporting to the fans. And I think that there's situations where, you know, they might have to say something that you really don't want to read about, but at the end of the day, it's the truth. And, you know, that's part of this game and this profession. I think that, you know, the less distractions you have by reading and listening, I think the better off you are to be able to concentrate on what you have to do and personally what I need to do every day to get better.
Travis, you played some football in high school. What do you think of the Super Bowl last night? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it. I thought it was a good game. I wasn't really sure. A lot of people asked me who I was taking in the game, and I don't think you can bet against a guy like Peyton Manning, and I also don't think that, you know, with the way the Saints were playing and their offense, it's really tough to want to choose the Colts over them. And I thought it was a good game. And, you know, if I would have guessed, I would have thought the Colts would have pulled it out. But, you know, it was exciting to watch the underdogs kind of come through and do something big for that franchise and for that city.
Travis, I'll be honest with you. I'm a Yankees fan, so do us a favor and take 19 days off this year, okay?
Take 19 days off, okay.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Travis.
Thanks for having me.